Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, that lion horn's on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town.
McMonagle here with you on The Fan 202. Taking your calls at 888-808-1019. All the way to 5 o'clock when the warm-up show comes your way. Baseball is almost here. We got Juan Soto, we got the Mets, we got the Yankees, but we are going to start before we get to that because we are now 2 days away and we are going to be baseball heavy from here on out. But today, I'm starting to get excited about the Giants quarterback situation. That's right, I am. I'm talking myself into it. Because if you listened today, if you heard the news, Deion Sanders, father of Shedeur Sanders, and hopefully that's how he will be referred to from now until forever. Deion Sanders, father of Hall of Fame quarterback Shedeur Sanders of the New York Giants. Let's hope so. But if you didn't hear, he was speaking at some live event, speaking to the media, and asked where he thinks his son is going to go in the draft. And he said, hopefully New York. Hopefully New York. Now, as we look at this Giant quarterback situation that we've been talking about so much, right? They signed Jameis Winston, and I'm still hearing everyone from Pete Schrager to everybody. Still tell me they believe that the New York Giants are still in on Aaron Rodgers. Now, I don't know if that's Aaron Rodgers trying to drum up any kind of sort of market because he's met with Pittsburgh. If he really loved and wanted to go to Pittsburgh, he would have gone to Pittsburgh. It sounds like Minnesota doesn't want him at the moment. Maybe he's just trying to drum up stuff, or maybe this is a safety net in Jameis Winston. And it's a $4 million deal, and they're still on the market to go get another veteran, whether it is Aaron Rodgers or whether it's Russell Wilson. But we know they need to draft a quarterback. And I still believe, as we saw today, Cam Ward's pro day yesterday, threw the ball very well, was very accurate, even had the prototypical rollout throw that Zach Wilson made so famous on his pro day. But he looked accurate. He's strong. He is going to be the first pick in the draft. And it feels like every indication, every day we get closer to this draft, that Cam Ward is going number one to the Tennessee Titans. So why all of a sudden, after being kind of, I don't want to say cryptic, but, you know, Shedeur Sanders has the cleats of the New York Giants colors when they were still the number one pick before his bowl game. And Deion kind of downplays that. Well, we had cleats of every team and, you know, all the other stuff. And no, I would never say no to this team. I would never say no to that team. But why all of a sudden, after not being anywhere near leaning in any one direction, would he suddenly say, hopefully New York? And I'm starting to think of it. And I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking about, well, they could add another veteran plus the drafted quarterback. Think of this quarterback room. If they're able to get a Aaron Rodgers on top of Jameis Winston while drafting a quarterback, Russell Wilson, the combination there, as much as I find that weird, we're talking about a room now that would actually be, you know, two veteran quarterbacks, a top overall pick, a guy who throws a ton of touchdown passes with his interceptions in Jameis Winston, let alone a Russell Wilson, who I think is at the end of his rope for the most part, but, I mean, he's done a ton in this league, and you draft a young quarterback, you need to get that guy. That's my point here. You need to get him. Shador wants to play here. Deion wants him here. And as much as I do think he wants to play here, and as much as I do think that was a message a little bit to the Giants, they have an idea. Deion Sanders, Shador Sanders, and the entire Sanders family is well aware of how Brian Daboll feels about Shador, well aware of the Giants. They've spent so much time together. They've went and visited him. They've went and talked to him. Like, they have spent a ton of time for him to know whether or not the Giants want him. And hopefully New York doesn't mean hopefully the New York Giants are going to pick him number three. Because I honestly believe Deion Sanders and Shador feel that that's exactly what will happen. That if he is sitting there at three and the New York Giants are on the clock, that he will be a New York Giant. So ultimately, I don't think hopefully it's in New York is a message to the New York Giants. I think it is a message to the Cleveland Browns sitting at number two. It's a message to the Cleveland Browns, an organization that is even in more disarray than the New York Giants, if you could believe that. But obviously, their quarterback situation with Watson, they've worked out a new contract. They could probably get out of the contract in 2 years, right? They signed Myles Garrett. They were able to at least convince him to stay and not trade him. But you are looking at a team in salary cap disarray. You're looking at a team that ultimately doesn't have a lot of talent outside of a couple of, you know, defensive players and clearly one of, if not the best defensive player in the game. But this is a team that has been notorious for failing quarterbacks, notorious for not winning, notorious for being a dumpster fire of an organization in a very difficult division. That, yes, the Giants are in a very difficult division as well, but I think they want to be in New York. I think they are sending a message to Cleveland that he doesn't want to be there. So when I think of that, and I'm starting to dream of this quarterback room, and I still believe these are the two best quarterbacks. I believe Shador is the second best quarterback in this draft. I believe Shador is a franchise quarterback in the NFL. I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer. I don't know if he turns around the franchise lickety-split the way Daniels did in Washington or what happened in Houston. Like, I don't know if he's that kind of quarterback, right? I suspect he's not. But is he someone who stands in the pocket? Is he someone who's dealt with poor offensive line? Is he someone who's accurate? Is he someone who's turned two college programs around? Is he someone who can deal with New York, having had a father, having had some money, having been in the spotlight, understanding what this is? Absolutely. I think Shador Sanders is the exact guy, if they cannot move up to number one, to bring in to be the quarterback of the New York Giants. So when I'm starting to get that feel of, wow, you could have an Aaron Rodgers or a Russell Wilson and a Jameis Winston to help this kid along, two veterans to be there for the first year of this kid's career, to go out there and throw, you know, whether it's Aaron Rodgers, who's the dream for me, and I still think he's very capable, but if it is Jameis Winston throwing the ball down the field, making Malik Nabers better, making this passing attack much better, helping maybe Theo Johnson, helping Wandell Robinson, helping Slayton, helping Tracy, getting this offense in the right direction, showing us that the offense can work with a decent quarterback of Brian Daboll. Like, all of those things that I'm getting excited about, it's all predicated on getting Shador Sanders. Because I don't necessarily believe in Jackson Dart. I don't necessarily believe in Milroe, all the other quarterbacks that I'm sure many of you are going to want to call me at 888-808-1019 and try and tell me they're better. They're a safer pick. I don't know about the offensive line. I don't know about this. I don't know about the roster. I don't know if Brian Daboll and Joe Shane are even going to be here next year. And then the next regime is stuck with this quarterback. And if you draft the wrong quarterback, it sets you back for the next 35,000 years. And if you do this and if you do that and all the other crap we're trying to cloud our judgment in what's clear as day, third pick overall, no quarterback, you draft and get a quarterback. And this whole freaking offseason is predicated on the veteran quarterback with the young drafted quarterback. So as I sit here, and to me the message isn't to the New York Giants, because Shador Sanders and Deion Sanders know the Giants probably like them or don't like them, or whatever the case may be, this is to the Cleveland Browns. So as I sit here today, everyone's going to say, well, perfect. He wants to be a Giant. If he falls to three, great. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. Because I'll tell you who else is hearing that the number two pick isn't going to go to the Cleveland Browns. Every other team who may need a quarterback, every other team who has something to say about Shedeur Sanders, every other team from the New York Jets at 7 or the Raiders at 6, even though they got Geno Smith, I have no idea. And you could look at a Cleveland Brown team that had an opportunity to trade Myles Garrett and get a bunch of different picks and chose not to do that because of how good he is. They've already got a great defensive player. Maybe they would view this, knowing they can't take the quarterback because he doesn't want to be here, as an opportunity to trade back and get a lot of picks for what they're dealing with at that roster with their issues with the salary cap and try and rebuild with a bunch of picks. To me, they could trade back multiple times. And the first one should be the New York Giants moving up to 2 because I can't afford anything less. I can't afford not having him. And if now the whole world believes, if other GMs, other executives throughout football, the rest of the collective NFL world maybe gets the same message that I got, that Cleveland is not going to draft Shedeur Sanders, maybe the phone starts to ring off the hook for the Cleveland Browns. If I knew they would just take the player, if they were just going to take Hunter or Carter, then I'd feel better about it. But I don't know. Just like we don't know what's going to happen in draft. I think the unexpected nature of the NFL draft and having the third pick in a two-quarterback class leads to picking up Jameis Winston. I think that tells you right there when they make the Jameis Winston selection and pay him the $4 million as soon as Aaron Rodgers goes and talks to Pittsburgh, and they make that as just a backup plan to make sure they have at least one veteran in place. Like when they rush to do that and they feel the number is perfect enough for them to bring in him as an option, to me that speaks to how comfortable they are with the quarterbacks in this draft or how comfortable they are with the idea they're going to draft a quarterback. And to me, I don't want to miss out on a player who wants to be here, a player who they know, which other teams don't have to worry about to the level the Giants have to worry about, the level the Jets have to worry about, or if he can make it in New York. With the trials and tribulations, the media, the expectations, everything that in many ways sunk Daniel Jones. A lot of it, and most of it, was terrible coaching. A lot of it was changing coaches and game plans and offensive coordinators on him. A lot of it was the offensive line. But some of it was the pressure. Some of it was dealing with what he had to deal with. Losing in New York, coming to try and be the savior of the New York Giants, is not an easy thing to do. And I do believe this kid not only can thrive in the situation, but wants to. And if the message has been sent to Cleveland, which, again, you could read it a bunch of different ways. But to me, hopefully it's New York. New York's the third pick. They desperately need a quarterback. We all know what we all know. They have met with Shedeur Sanders a bunch of different times. A bunch of different times. It is now late March. The draft is a month away. For weeks and months, Deion Sanders hasn't said anything. And then all of a sudden today, hopefully it's New York. I would think as you get closer to the draft, he's starting to think what we all think, quarterbacks go early. And the idea that the Cleveland Browns could decide to take a quarterback with their quarterback situation is becoming more and more likely as the days go on, because that's what happens. And if there is a message that Cleveland's not in, that we want New York, that we want that third pick, I don't know who's willing to pick up the phone. Because if the Raiders pick up the phone, I don't know how Shedeur Sanders, right? They've been linked for how long? The Raiders and Deion and Shedeur. And maybe Deion wants to be the next head coach in the NFL. How many years does Pete Carroll have as the head coach of the Raiders? Like, there's a lot of different teams who could sneak up knowing Cleveland's not the team and take that pick. And I have seen, I'm not doing it again after we saw what happened against with the Dallas Cowboys and the Eagles, where they trade up and get Smith, the wide receiver, and the Giants feel, well, I'm not going to take Micah Parsons, or I'll trade back because we need a receiver, and they get young Joker. Like, I don't want to see another team jump up in front of the New York Giants and take him. So if you're willing, here's the point. If you are willing to move up to number one, has been much discussed over the last few weeks. If they are willing to move up to number one to take Cam Ward, if you feel strongly that Shedeur Sanders is your next best bet, you can move up to Cleveland. You still have the same thing I've been talking about with moving up to number one. You afford them to get some picks while still being able to draft Hunter or Carter in that situation, especially if Cam Ward goes number one. And from there, you can still move back if you're Cleveland. You could move back, get picks from the Giants, and then still people may want to move up and see an opportunity to get Carter or Hunter. Like, Cleveland would have a win-win situation moving back down to three, where they could still move back, or they could take one of the two best players in this draft. But if I'm the New York Giants, they are in desperate need of a quarterback. This quarterback room with all the veterans are predicated. Jameis Winston is not the guy to move you forward forever. Like, we all know that. That is a short-lived backup role. They're paying him as such. I mean, he was just in Cleveland. They are in desperate need of a quarterback. They didn't keep him. He was with New Orleans for a long time. They didn't keep him. Like, he has bounced around the league for a reason. And we can get excited about it, and he could sling it and throw it down the field, and maybe Dable coaches some of the turnovers out of him, and Malik Nabers has a big year. But really, ultimately, without the young quarterback behind him, what is the point? The Giants are in desperate need of a starting quarterback. So for me, yes, if all things work out great, Cleveland takes Hunter or Carter, and Shedeur Sanders is sitting there at three, great. But you know what? I can't miss him. I can't. So for me, I think all eyes of the New York Giants should be focused on Cleveland, that number two pick, and how they can move up to secure themselves Shedeur Sanders. I think that's exactly what the Giants should be doing today. Figure out how to move up and make sure you take the quarterback, because I don't want the Raiders or anybody else jumping up to that two spot to take a quarterback where his father just said to the whole world, I don't want to go to Cleveland. They need this quarterback. Do what it takes. Move up to one. Move up to two. It's a two-quarterback draft. Get one of those two first picks. And make sure you get a guy who wants to be here, who's ready to play in New York, who's dealt with being in the spotlight, who's already had money, like, who's already going to be able to deal with all of the other things that come with being the quarterback of the New York Giants, as well as being proficient playing behind a weaker offensive line and taking programs from the depths to the heights. Let's do that. And I don't want to wait around at three to figure out if it will happen. Let's grab the bull by the horns, trade up to number two, and secure Shedeur. That's not bad. Secure Shedeur. I like it. 888, I just came up with it on the spot. How clever am I? You'd think people probably have think tanks. Those ESPN, Fox Sports shows. Craig Carton needs a think tank to come up with secure Shedeur. I just did it on the fly. 888-808-1019. We'll get to the baseball. We'll get to Juan Soto, and will he be booed at Yankee Stadium? I think there's an obvious answer to that. We'll get to it. As we are now 2 days away from opening day. Yankees, Brewers, Mets, Astros, 2 days away. We'll get to it. We'll get to the Juan Soto effect. We'll get to the rotations. We'll get to the final roster spots. We'll get to it all. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Got you for another 2 hours and 40 minutes or so as we take it till 5 o'clock and the warm-up show. We'll be right back after this with your calls next on The Fan.